The Hobbit by John Ronald Reuel Tolkien. Overview. Hobbit. Bilbo Baggins joins Wizard Gandalf with the dwarves Dwalin, Balin, Gili, Fili, Dori, Nori, Ori, Oin, Gloin, Bifur, Bofur, Bomber, and Thorin Oakenshield to reclaim Lonely Mountain and the treasures of the dwarves from the dragon Smaug. Adventure is to be had. Review. No one is really going to read or listen to a review by some random dude about a story beloved for so long by so many. If I say I loved it, it's just one voice and a chorus of others. And if I had hated it, I would be chided for the lack in taste or understanding. If I said there were parts I liked and others I didn't, I'd be lost in the middle ground of it all and attacked by both fans and detractors of the story. However, one thing I can offer is the review of the time of this writing of a newly created 7-year-old girl in the year of our Lord 2023, as we read the story together and offer up her perspective as someone coming brand new to a work that really kicked off the fantasy genre. While the review may lack details and wordiness, I can tell you that there was no push by her father to like or not like any part of it, and to review it as accurate take prompted only by questions asked by a loving father. Although this father might interject observations from time to time in parentheses. This was actually a take two reading, as Dad had only read the story and forgot that voices and inflections are what drives children to get invested in the story. We did not make it very far for a kid who is pretty patient with a learning-as-he-goes parent and enjoys a world of fairy tales and princesses. So this second attempt was assisted by a narrator with a British accent who could sing the songs and change inflections for the characters. The Hobbit definitely has a lack of female characters, but this does not faze our reader too much, although adding one girl would have been okay with our reader. She enjoyed both Bilbo and Gandalf the most. She loved that Bilbo went on his journey, even though he didn't really want to, and in the midst of all the trials of the story, he wanted to do the right thing. A note here, it's interesting that doing the right thing here seems seen instead of continuing the adventure or getting out of the situation. It's seen that the reader got Tolkien's desire and that Bilbo's role immediately. With Gandalf, one might think that the fact that he was a wizard and did wizardly things at times would be the draw for our reader. In fact, she enjoyed that Gandalf was with the troop of heroes for halfway the story and returns just when it seems like the group needed his help at the end. She enjoyed that Gandalf followed Bilbo back from the Great Mountain back to the Shire and completed Bilbo's journey with him. Spoilers? Action isn't devoid in the enjoyment of the reader. The Battle of Smaug and the ending of the Menace was her favorite part. She liked that the bad guy was defeated and peace would reign, although the end of the story doesn't happen here, as she thought it was interesting that the selfishness of King Thorin ruined the peace and could have been a good time. Just like a good child asking, "Are we there yet?" this was mirrored with, "When are they going to get to Smaug?" But it seems the building in anticipation was worth it in the end. Tolkien is known for building a world, and if a tree needs a history, by Joe, that tree will get a full backstory. Our reader agreed that there were too much detail at times, and the desire to get on with the adventure was forefront. However, she also agreed that it allowed her to imagine the world of characters to be better extent. It's interesting to think about how many fantasy stories she's exposed to, and how figuring out the world and the rules of the types of magic encounters occur. This probably gets lost to us big kids, who know these stories and story types, and forget we need something sometimes to start fresh with our assumptions to get more out of the story. The details and the action parts were fun and added to the lengthening of that enjoyment. Even with times of travel and rest, our reader liked the character talking with each other and interacting, so even the boring parts were good for our reader. Our house is not unexposed to British humor, although sometimes the subtlety of a joke is lost due to our reader's age or life experience. Yet the humor and British turns of phrases in Tolkien stories were not lost on her. While many readers, I believe, tend to overlook the songs, our reader found these to be the funniest parts. One reason is that we don't make up songs for stuff we do in our day-to-day travels, like it seems our characters did. This is probably a sad telling of our current state of culture, and one that Tolkien probably bristles at. When questioned on what was not enjoyed about the story, our reader thought for several minutes before coming away that there was nothing that she didn't like. When asked about Gollum being a mystery, she was okay with not knowing more about him. She liked that we would see him again in the next books, after it was revealed he would show up again. Before that time, she was imagining more of what he looked like and what he was not. Even if there was no next book, she was okay with not knowing more about Gollum. When asked if she thought the ring was important, she says that she believes it's important, but can't think of why. Our readers' enjoyment of adventure stories stems from enjoyment of mystery and their unfolding and being solved and guessed at. In this adventure story, there are big adventures, but there are also a number of mini adventures in their travels. Each one has an interesting mystery to see how our heroes would get out of the situation or overcome it. She's of the belief that Bilbo would continue to go on adventures and do so with other people. It's clear that she sees the change in Bilbo from the beginning of the book to the end, and a child's mind would see the fun had in this adventure and want to continue it. Only the adult mind would root us at home. Clearly, the story was enjoyed by a reader. When asked if she would read it again, she stated that she would reread it a million times, even when she knew what would happen. Her father was informed that we would have to continue on to the next book. But as for this book, our reader gave a final grade of A+.